The Traveler's Journal, May 3rd, on making friends with old enemies. Vietnam has come far since the end of the war. Saigon remains the country's economic center, but its political heart lies elsewhere. Travel 700 miles north by air, road, rail, or ship along the sinuous coastline, past quiet lagoons, virginal beaches, and lush tropical peaks. It's easy to understand why Vietnam ranks among the world's most beautiful nations. With peace in a new century, natural beauties like Da Nang, China Beach, and Hue again shine. On the broad inland plain of the Red River Delta lies the 1,000-year-old city of Hanoi. The tumbled-down aspects of this vital metropolis of 3 million are softened by its shady parks and handsome buildings of ochre stucco. Wide tree-lined boulevards evoke the European influences of the decades when it served as capital of French Indochina. For a sense of its culture, visit the Fine Arts Museum, Temple of Literature, One Pillar Pagoda, or the Ho Chi Minh Mausoleum. Watch a water puppet show, stop at the Dong Ho Folk Painting Village, or wander the grounds of its 900-year-old university, beneath banyan and fragrant frangipani, past lotus ponds and graceful tile-roofed pavilions, for a sense of the infinite commitment, patience, and serenity. The caw of construction cranes elsewhere offers ample evidence of Hanoi's increasing modernity. Yet, here in its heart, the venerable Vietnam maintains the calm, steady determination that enabled it to outlast even superpowers. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a host of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.